Welcome back. Hasn't been that long, but there's some new faces around. What are the vibes like early in this week or
yeah,
season?
Really good. You know, we have a quite a few draft picks in camp. A bunch of younger players coming up from the Monarchs, and then we're missing probably five or six really important players that either international call-ups or, in Pablo's case, injury. Chicho's case, green card situation. So I think the most important thing and one of the areas that we really want to focus on is, identifying the fact that we want to be better with the ball. And that's been a focal point for the last 2 days. And so we're going to carry that on for the next few days and then hopefully set a good foundation for when the rest of the group comes, you know, we'll be ready to go. So it's been great, changing some things culturally. As a group, and so just trying to make, again, incremental improvements to get the the 4 or 5 points that gets us to 1 or 2 in the West, and in a home playoff spot. So, it's been a great couple of days, and great to be back out.
You also lost three pretty big guys in Demir, Sava, and Rubio. What were those departures like? I guess what kind of conversations do you have with those guys, and then what are you guys going to be missing with them gone?
Yeah, no, I think every departure is difficult. I think because every player that comes through any club leaves their mark, you know, and all three of them did it differently. Obviously, Dami has been a leader and a steward of the club on and off the field, and his presence in the locker room, his voice on the training field. Those are little things that go a real long way with the group from a leadership perspective. You know, Rubio has been a guy that has been really adaptable in the different positions he's played, brought a lot of good quality and some big moments for the club. And then obviously Sava is, you know, a super technical player that you know, provides moments of magic and puts points on the board. So, you know, I think it's tough to see players like that go. But then there's today, and we got to move forward as a group, you know. And so, you know, I think anytime there's a void, it'll always be filled. And so there could be a young man in this camp that nobody knows. You know, for example, a player like Fidel Barajas has shown well these last 2 days. And again, it's just 2 days. But for a young player to have the type of field presence that he has is really, really exciting. And so that's what we're using these first couple of weeks is to identify a lot of the players that we have and get as fit as we can, changing the way we want to attack to then go to Portugal and play in a couple friendlies and see how we are.
And last one for me, Diego Luna gets the call up to the senior national team. What does that mean, and what are you expecting to see out of Diego this year?
Yeah, no, I think it's a proud moment for the club. You know, I think since ownership took over, a big part of the vision was, you know, winning together through development is really the mission statement for the club. And when you have a player like Luna that comes up from the USL and really goes through about a year of tough times where he wasn't getting the minutes that he played, but it was through those hardship where he dug deep and changed his mindset, changed the way he defended, changed the way he attacked, and most importantly, put points on the board. And those are all those things that I just said were things that we sat down with him and identified when he first came to the club. And so to see him now being one of the leaders at his age for this team is a remarkable feat. So I think, you know, we're so proud, whether you're a coach, whether, you know, ownership, front office, to see a player really mature within a year and now be a focal point of our team is really special.
You mentioned Fidel, and obviously, what kind of jumps out about him now that you're able to get him in camp and really get your hands on him, mold him, help him develop, and help him grow?
Yeah, I think, you know, you never know how a player is going to come in when he goes up a level. Just like, you know, Diego, there's definitely going to be some tough moments for him, but for me, it's really field presence. And what I mean by that is the way he carries himself. He's always looking for the ball. His technique is very good. He's always looking for the goal too, which is an unusual thing these days with everyone trying to make 30 passes. He's looking for a shot. He's a tireless worker. He's committed. He's got a great demeanor about him as a person. So I am really excited about the prospects, you know, of another young player that can, you know, and it's not like he's been the top player in his age group for years, but making this jump up and seeing the presence is really something.
You did it obviously with Diego. You brought in Kevin last year also from Phoenix, and now Fidel. Is there something to this USL to MLS kind of transition that you guys are starting to like a little bit?
Well, you know, I think, you know, it's not only us though. I think there's been quite a few players that have been sold directly from the USL to Europe. You know, and there's a lot of great players in the USL. And the great thing for me is that we're kind of breaking the barrier of feeling like those players can't play at this level. And I think most players, what they need is an opportunity. And so when they get an opportunity and you believe in the players that you're bringing up, I feel like they have a good chance to succeed.
You made a lot of changes on the coaching staff. Can you take us through kind of the philosophy of all of that and why all those changes?
Well, I didn't necessarily make those changes. You know, I think I think for me, it's we had a great group of coaches, and really, I think it has to do more as to what we want to change from a tactical perspective. And so we went through a process in the off season of identifying those candidates that we feel can almost lead their line, right? So Nate Miller from an attacking perspective, and Ant from a defensive perspective, and really it allows me to kind of take a step back and observe a little bit more, manage players a little bit more, and also the one thing that, regardless of who's coaching, is the mindset of the group will stay the same, right? And so we want to keep the same mentality as a group, the same culture as a group, but we really want to now make marginal gains in our style in which we attack, right? And I think defending, not a whole lot will change. We want to get after the ball as we did against Houston in the last two games, not the first game, but the last two games, and really make that our identity in defending. And so I think with two coaches like this, it, you know, it's and their experiences as head coaches as well, it provides a different perspective for me to be able to kind of observe a little bit more and really move this group to the next level, so to speak.
I think most of us could get an educated guess and get close, you know, in the back four, defensive midfield, what kind of lineup you're going to get and who's going to be where. But with the attackers, it looks like there's a lot of opportunity. Do you even have an idea? Are you going in this really open mind of, you know, six or seven players to rotate through four spots? And
yeah, I think going back to the development piece, you know, I think Andres, you know, picked it up a little bit at the end there. He's been training with the Colombian Olympic team. And so the expectation is that he's going to come in 1 year of experience. Because, again, I think the thing that's often missed in these younger players that are coming from abroad is there's an acclimation process. And I feel that it took him a good 11 months, 10 months, to really understand the culture even in the States, and the expectations of what it means to be a good teammate in the locker room. Then we're just barely getting to the field. And I feel like on both sides of the ball, he's improved. Again, last year for me, there wasn't, other than Chicho and Sav at times, he was the most prolific scorer in training. And so we're thinking with, again, coming back to a familiar place, coming back with familiar teammates, that he's going to produce a lot more from an attacking perspective. And then on the other side, you have Luna, who's, again, what he's been able to do speaks for itself. And then you have Chicho up front. So there's really one position that's kind of a question mark. And we're currently, you know, looking for options to fill that. In the meantime, this Fidel has been doing great. So, like, that's really the one question mark.
I was just looking at with 40, maybe 45 or 50 games and the inevitable injury. Yeah, you have four, but if you don't have six or seven,
it'll be tough.
Yeah.
It'll be tough for sure. And again, like we just spoke about it, these are all opportunities for these young kids. And some of these guys, second day training from college, you know, got Matthew Bell, who's an exciting young player, can play any of those front four positions. We have Elijah, who's coming back for second year, Bertin. So guys that got reps last year, it wasn't like they didn't play. They started, you know, six, seven games. So we have some options there. But yeah, I think as far as, you know, experience in those positions, we're a little light.
So when you say four, is that two wingers, two strikers, or a striker, two wingers, and like a 10?
A 10. So the way we want to build, you know, the way we want to play this year is it's pretty similar to what Houston did last year, which is one of our outside backs will push high as a winger. The other one will build in a three with our goalkeeper, right? So if Andres is playing on the right side, high and wide, then our right back will stay home as in a build in, and we'll build in a three.
Okay.
Right? And that means Luna comes inside and our outside back on that side will push up a little bit more as well. Exactly, or Oviedo. Yep. So we have some options, and that's what we're kind of going through right now, and that's and we're looking for a 10 who starts up, who defends as a front two, but drops into the right side half space. Essentially playing with two 10s and two pivots, with one up top and two wide guys, will be our attacking structure.
Given Chicho's desire to check back to the ball,
yeah.
Obviously Gomez has speed to get in behind. If Luna's in the middle, do you need one more?
Yeah, yep. And that 10 has to be able to have that, mm-hmm. You know. And then again, if it's on the left side where Luna's coming in, Oviedo will just have to be an option out wide. But again, I think the focal point with having four guys in the midfield is to get a lot of feet around the ball. So last year we played a really expansive, required more passes over distance, but it doesn't necessarily allow you to break centrally because your numbers are really spread around the field. So this year what we want to do is with that box in the middle is really allow that box to rotate across the field so you have combinations centrally so that instead of going from here to there, it might go here, 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 to there, here, here, to there, here, here. So you always have numerical advantages centrally.
When are you expecting to have Pablo Ruiz 100%?
Pablo Ruiz, I think, will be on the field with us when we get to Portugal.
Okay.
So a couple more weeks. And the thing is, it's just turf,
yeah.
and a little bit of fear of him re-injuring that thing.
Certainly.
Early on in the season.